Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 27th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and dwell into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This newsletter is about non-price-oriented risks. Back when it started, the largest risk to the financial markets, including futures and options and securities trading, was the advent of electronic trading. Electronic trading was the runaway train that was going to run over everything and everyone in its way. It was a risk to everyone's job, especially the people standing on trading floors conducting commerce the way it had been for over 100 years. Open outcry is largely gone. Remnants exist in niche sectors, but most everything trades electronically these days, proving my original thesis for this newsletter correct. But there were other risks that went along with the move away from open outcry. Risks involving new regulations, new technologies, new products, new competition, globalization of trade, algorithmic trading, high-frequency trading, co-location, and more non-price-oriented risks. In recent years, the rise of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency trading presented new risks to the markets and to established players and to all the people employed by them. JLN has covered that story from the beginning as Bitcoin attracted attention on Wall Street to today's regulatory crackdown on major crypto players. We launched CryptoMarketsWiki.com as a separate wiki when crypto was too toxic for established players to touch, then combined that content into MarketsWiki and decommissioned CryptoMarketsWiki.com as crypto went mainstream. Crypto and tokenization remain large, non-price-oriented risks to the larger markets and financial markets industry. The ultimate destructive risk to the markets is war, which is why JLN follows the Ukraine-Russia war and the Israeli-Hamas conflict so prominently. Nothing can corrupt markets or the reallocation of resources like a war. But there is a new risk that I believe tops crypto as a risk, and that is artificial intelligence, or AI as it is called. I believe AI has the same potential risk to change everything in the financial markets and the financial markets industry as did electronic trading. AI is a power pack that can be loaded into many different aspects of trading, clearing, and settlement. I believe AI will influence nearly every job in the industry in some way. It is just a question of how and when. The coverage in JLN of the big kerfluffle in Silicon Valley over Sam Altman being fired by the board of OpenAI and then returning and the board being replaced was not just because it was interesting. It was also important. Discussions about the future of AI are taking place, and it is important who has a seat at the table. We should all be informed about the debate and the issues, and that is why JLN is covering this important topic. The goal of JLN is to make the world a better place by supporting market-based solutions and providing clarity for participants and stakeholders about non-price-oriented market risks. AI has become a non-price-oriented risk that JLN will continue to follow as it impacts all of us. FIA Asia 2023 opens tomorrow in Singapore, and JLN's Robbie Lothian is there to represent the company and to conduct video interviews at the conference and in Singapore. Besides conference coverage, Robbie will be journeying across Singapore to video some Open Outcry Traders History Project videos and a career story of a senior SGX executive. This is Robbie's first solo trip and his first trip to Asia. I know he is in good hands with our friends at SGX and at the FIA. He has a lot of work to do to keep busy during a short week and a quick turnaround. SGX and Rama Pillay, who accepted the Kilt Challenge at IDX earlier this year, have posted a video to LinkedIn about the Futures for Kids and the Kilt Challenge and what it means. John Lothian Nudes applauds Rama for accepting the Kilt Challenge and encourages you to participate in this noble effort. To support the cause and contribute to Rama's Kilt Challenge fundraising for Futures for Kids, go to a link in today's newsletter. Thomas Chippas has been appointed both the Chief Executive Officer and a Director of Argo Blockchain PLC. Chippas was formerly the CEO of ErisX. The latest new member of FIA has welcomed is Miller Strategic Partners LLP. Miller Strategic Partners, founded in 2023 by Ryan Miller and William Schroeder, is a law firm that advises traditional and emerging financial markets companies and trading firms. We have enough problems with billionaires and crypto bros. See the story below. Benzinga now tells us that we could have had our first trillionaire had he held on to all of the shares of his company he originally held. The story is titled, Bill Gates Could Be a Trillionaire Today If He Had Diamond-Handed His Original Microsoft Shares. Our most read stories from the previous edition of JLN Options were, NVIDIA Options Hand Rare Gains to Traders Betting on Calmness from Bloomberg via Yahoo News. Hedge fund short sellers suffer $43 billion in losses in market rally from the Financial Times, and crypto traders load up on Bitcoin topside option plays after Binance's guilty plea from CoinDesk. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Short sellers are misunderstood. Bans on stock investment strategy are often misguided and harmful. This is from the editorial board of the Financial Times. Short selling has always had an image problem. The investment strategy, which involves selling a borrowed asset, expecting its price to fall, then buying and returning it, is often associated with callous bankers gaining from others' misfortune. The 2015 Hollywood film, The Big Short, which documents the billions some traders amassed by betting against the U.S. housing market in the run-up to the global financial crisis, brought the practice to wider consciousness. Alongside the moral qualms, critics claim shorting stokes panic, crashes stock prices, and punishes the public. The authorities have frequently responded by clamping down on the practice. The latest attempts come from South Korea. My comment. Short sellers and speculators as a whole will never fully be understood. Here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, Crypto Kings Dethroned as Crackdown Sweeps Away Old Guard. Criminal and civil charges end boom era's cult of personality. The U.S.'s successful prosecution of Binance's Chengpeng Zhao this week removed the top executive at the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, a key target in its efforts to clean up a market with a Wild West reputation. Zhao, also known as CZ, agreed to plead guilty to a criminal charge of failure to protect against money laundering, pay $50 million in penalties, and step down as chief executive as part of the deal he struck with U.S. authorities. He is due to be sentenced in February. My comment, who are the crypto princes? Here's another story, this one from The Telegraph. The headline, Academic tortured in UAE calls for delay to sale of the Telegraph. Matthew Hedges welcomes potential government intervention following Abu Dhabi-backed bid. A British academic jailed and tortured in the United Arab Emirates after being falsely accused of spying has criticized the bid by an Abu Dhabi-led investment fund to buy the Telegraph. Matthew Hedges, who was sentenced to life in jail in November 2018 after being arrested at Abu Dhabi Airport before being eventually released later that month, called for the UK government to delay the proposed deal. My comment: the UK government should take a long look at this. Here's another story, this one from The Guardian. The headline, quote, "We will coup whoever we want!" exclamation, unquote. The unbearable hubris of Musk and the billionaire tech bros challenging each other to cage fights, building apocalypse bunkers, the behavior of today's mega moguls is becoming increasingly outlandish and imperial. Even their downfalls are spectacular, like a latter-day Icarus flying too close to the sun. Disgraced crypto god Sam Bankman-Fried crashed and burned this month, recasting Michael Lewis's exuberant biography of the convicted fraudster going infinite into the story of a supervillain. Even his potential sentence of up to 115 years in prison seems more suitable for a larger-than-life comic book character, the Joker being carted off to Arkham Asylum, than a needy, crooked currency trader. My comment, hubris is wonderful, isn't it? Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Reuters' exclusive OpenAI researchers warned board of AI breakthrough ahead of CEO ouster, sources say. Second was The Trade's Hong Kong Exchange reveals plans to launch China Treasury bond futures. And third was our Markets Wiki page for Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, How to Fix a $2.2 Trillion FX Risk After 50 Years of Trying. Technology finally may offer a solution to the threat of settlement failures that faces financial institutions every day. It's finally time to move on from a $2.2 trillion problem by burying Bankhaus Herstatt a half century after its collapse. On June 26, 1974, before the opening of the New York money market, liquidators swooped in and closed down the Cologne-based mid-sized lender before it could release the dollars for all the currency trades in which it had already received Deutschmarks. The ensuing chaos on both sides of the Atlantic led to the creation of the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. But the so-called Herstatt risk, in which one party is left holding the claim after it has discharged its obligations, has lived on. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, NASDAQ bets on boom in zero-day options with new contracts. U.S. exchange lists new options tracking gold, oil, and treasury ETFs. Trading in a controversial type of derivative known as zero-day options is spreading to treasury and commodity markets as NASDAQ and other exchange groups try to replicate a boom that has transformed trading in U.S. stock indices. NASDAQ this week listed a series of new options contracts tracking some of the most popular exchange-traded funds investing in gold, silver, natural gas, oil, and long-term treasuries. And then finally, here's a story from The Telegraph. The headline, The $5 trillion pyramid scheme threatening to wreck your retirement. The collapse of Southland Royalty, a private equity-backed oil and gas explorer that owned fields in Wyoming's Green River Basin and New Mexico's San Juan Basin in early 2020 was unremarkable in many ways. On the one hand, it was merely the latest shale driller to fall victim to a double whammy of a nearly halving of oil prices from highs of nearly $100, that's 80 pounds, a barrel in the middle of 2014, together with a four-year low in gas prices. We appreciate your attentive audience to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.